This is an Audio Holdings production.
Smart. We came down off Big Mesa early Monday morning. Barney Nolan, Babe Dode, and I, Jimmy Ryan. Our object? To rob the bank at Three Forks. Barney was the leader, so he rode in front where the leader should. Babe was in the middle. I brought up the tail. I couldn't help looking at Barney's back. He was the kind you just naturally looked at. I guess he'd have been a leader no matter where he was or what he was doing. He was big and tough and mean, and he was smart, real smart, the way he looked ahead and planned everything out and all that. He rode his saddle as if he were made for it. He had a 30-30 in the boot, and he packed two guns on his hips. I'd heard of men who carried two guns, but he was the only one I'd ever seen who actually did it. Any way you looked at him, he was quite a man, Barney was. Babe was different. He was just a big, fat nothing. The only thing he was good for was to do what Barney told him, and I'll admit he was good for that. He never questioned an order. If Barney told him to go stand on his head in the marshal's parlor at midnight, Friday the 13th, Babe would have done it. But Barney wouldn't have given a foolish order like that. Like I said, he was smart. That was the whole thing about Barney. I guess he was about the smartest gent I ever ran into. The plan was to hit Three Forks just at noon when the marshal always stepped into Dolan's bar for a drink before he went home to dinner. Barney picked Monday to do the job because Monday was usually a quiet day, the chances being good that we wouldn't run into cowhands from the ranches that were strung up and down Three Forks Valley. Barney had stayed in town most of the weeks we'd been holed up in that cave on Big Mesa. That is, Babe and I holed up while Barney had himself a time. It didn't bother Babe, being Barney's number one yes-man the way he was, but it bothered the hell out of me.